Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on a male named Robert Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L. As per the medical records provided, Robert Farrell was seen at the emergency room on 8/21/23. Period. He presented with a right hand laceration that occurred just prior to arrival. Period. He worked with Amtrak train / construction. Period. His hand got cut on a metal bucket and ropes. Period. He was wearing gloves at the time. Period. He applied pressure immediately, which helped the bleeding. Period. Upon exam, he had superficial proximal 2 centimeter horizontal laceration to the proximal 5th phalanx with no active bleeding. Period. There were minor abrasions diffusely across all knuckles with mild overlying tenderness to palpation. Period. There was swelling to the 5th digit. Period. Patient was nearly able to make a full fist. Period. There was no snuff box tenderness to palpation. Period. X-rays of the hand and right 5th digit were performed to be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released. He was then evaluated and by orthopedics the same day. Period. Dr. Roberts wrote, he had swelling of the right hand, particularly the 4th and 5th digits, with 2 centimeter hand laceration at the base of the 5th digit, and dorsal superficial abrasions as seen in the photo below. Period. He was unable to make a full composite fist. Period. Sensation to light touch was intact. Period. He noted the results of X-rays and was placed in splinting after his laceration was cleansed and dressed and closed with 8 simple sutures. Period. He was administered tetanus prophylaxis and a dose of Ansef. Period. He was prescribed Keflex to take on an outpatient basis. Follow up in 1 week with Dr. Roberts. Period. On 8/21/23, he was also seen by Dr. Henderson. Period. This appears to be part of the same assessment from a different resident. Period. The X-ray showed mildly displaced fracture of the proximal metadiaphysis of the proximal phalanx of the 5th digit with apex volar angulation. Period. There was no joint dislocation or radio-opaque foreign body. Period. There was soft tissue swelling of the lateral aspect of the right hand. Period. X-rays of the right 5th digit found scratches at the right 5th digit were done pre and post reduction. Period. The latter showed closed reduction status post closed reduction for a mildly displaced fracture at the proximal metadiaphysis of the 5th proximal phalanx on the right hand. Period. The paragraph on 8/30/23, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McDade, MC, capital DAID, period. He rendered diagnostic assessments of closed displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of the right little finger and laceration of the right little finger without foreign body or damage to the nail, period. His progress was monitored afterwards. Period. He had a surgical procedure done on 9/5/23. period. This may have involved pinning, P-I-N-N-I-N-G. Paired ultrasound of the right upper extremity was done on 9/5/23 for brachial plexus nerve block. Period. On 10/3/23, Dr. McDade performed removal of deep implant of the right hand small finger. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right small finger proximal phalanx fracture and right small finger retained and buried K-wires. Period. It was noted he underwent closed reduction and pinning 4 weeks earlier. Period. One of the pins had become buried under the skin and he had a pin tract infection treated with antibiotics. Period. He was then booked for surgical removal as was occurring on this date. Period. He followed up with Dr. McDade running through 1/2/24. Period. He has been doing well and was back to full work duty and doing therapy. The exam revealed slight stiffness at the end range of flexion. When passively, he can flex down to a full fist. But he has nearly full extension and mild swelling at the PIP joint, but no tenderness. Period. At that point, he was comfortable doing exercises on his own and no longer needed any formal therapy. Period. Dr. McDade cleared him to continue working full duty and discharged him at maximum medical improvement. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 8/21/23, Robert Farrell injured his right hand at work, but this was a laceration and apparently a contusion and dislocation. Period. He was seen in the emergency room where x-rays were done. Period. He did have closed reduction and sutures closing of his wound. Period. He followed up with Dr. McDade and had additional procedures to be inserted here. Period. At the end of care, he had only slight stiffness at the end range of flexion. When passively, he can flex down to a full fist. But he has nearly full extension and mild swelling at the PIP joint, but no tenderness. Period. In paragraph, this case will be rated for a closed displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of the right little finger with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. On the visit of 11/28/23, he had slight flexion contracture of the PIP joint. Pretty was able to make a full fist with just slight subjective tightness at the end range of motion of PIP joint flexion. But he has no tenderness over the fracture site. Period. He will be rated for the aforementioned fracture and laceration using the sixth edition. Period. End.